Hey, what's going on, guys? I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins. I want to talk to you guys about something that I just came across in my investment research, and it has to do with AI. Apparently, AI is an energy hog, unlike anything we've ever seen before. AI is eating up more energy, more electricity, more power than damn near anything in human history. And this is one of those interesting side effects of AI that they didn't tell you about, that nobody talked about. Nobody discussed this. We didn't know this was coming. And I believe strongly that this is one of those interesting economic catalysts that looks like a little thing, but can easily become a big thing. And so I'm going to kind of talk to you guys about some of what I'm seeing, give you some interesting facts, and hope you understand, like, for example, one thing that really shocked me is when I found out that Microsoft is literally thinking about buying an entire or creating an entire nuclear power plant just for AI. Did y'all know that? How many of y'all knew that? I mean, that's kind of crazy, right? And by the way, I'm going to have to do audio because I'm traveling for the Stock Options Summit this week. You guys know I'm doing the Stock Options Summit in Los Angeles. And in hotels, the Wi-Fi is janky, so you never know what you're going to get. So I'm doing audio just to stay safe. So give me a quick yes if you can hear me. Let me know if you can hear me okay. Also, if you like audio, then I do have a podcast on Spotify and Apple. And if you look up the name Boyce Watkins, you can find me on Spotify and Apple. And of course, you guys know every single morning we do Financial Consciousness, Money in the Morning with Dr. Boyce. If you want to be financially aware, financially conscious, if you want to understand money, how it works, where it's at, and bring your whole family or bring yourself, it's up to you. Feel free to get lifetime access at drboycedaily.com. Or you can also text the word morning to 87948. Text morning to 87948. And you can join live for free. And the archives have a small fee attached. But I guarantee it's going to change your life and it's going to elevate your money. All right. So let's dive into this. So basically, in my research, I have found that that energy is apparently just one of the major issues with AI. That literally they are now in this interesting little arms race to see who can get access to the natural resources that are going to drive this very obvious, very clear AI revolution that's happening. And you guys know that AI is a big catalyst. You guys know that I've been talking to, we've all been talking about AI for a while. In fact, if you were lucky enough to have invested in companies like NVIDIA, my wife and I bought the stock 5 years ago, just almost by accident. We bought a bunch of shares because our son plays video games. And here I am, I'm the bonus dad. I'm trying to find a way to connect with the kids, right? Because if you've ever been in a blended family, it takes time to get the trust of the kids. The mama might like you, but the kids are like, who the hell are you? You ain't my daddy. So one thing that I did was when her son recommended NVIDIA stock, I said, okay, let's buy a few shares and let's see what happens. And at that time, NVIDIA was maybe trading, I want to say, like maybe around like $50 a share or something. And now it's obviously a lot higher than $50 a share. Right now it's trading for $8.46. So not only did buying that NVIDIA stock that day help me to connect with our son a little more, I get to use the word our son now because he's got a great dad though. But he and I are real cool now. But also, he helped us to make some money because I think that $5,000 investment turned into something close to $100,000. So that's kind of cool. This is one of the reasons why I highly recommend that you just get in the habit of buying stock. Stop being scared. Stop thinking it's a waste of time. I spent many, many years researching the stock market. I was on the faculty at Syracuse for 13 years doing nothing but writing research papers about the stock market. And I can tell you that that's where your money's at. That's where your wealth is located. So make sure you're investing consistently. All right. So let me give you some quick facts about AI and AI energy and what's kind of been going on with that. And if you want to see a list of AI stocks that I really like, stocks that I believe are going to benefit from the AI boom, if you haven't done so yet, you could text the word stock to the number 87948. It's right there on the screen. Text stock to 87948, and I'll send you that list automatically. You can take a look at it. All right, so here are some things going on with AI and energy. Number one, there are massive energy requirements. AI data centers basically are expected to double their electricity capacity by 2026. In 2022, sectors like AI and cryptocurrencies together consumed approximately 460 terawatt hours of electricity globally. That's about 2% of global demand. And that 2% is a scary number, because I kind of feel that both of these industries are in their infancy. I believe that AI is just beginning. I know AI is just beginning, and crypto is pretty close to the beginning too. So I think that this 2% is going to really grow. Number two, the electricity demands of AI are growing to the point where they could soon be comparable to the energy consumption of entire countries. For example, if every Google search used AI, the energy required to do those Google searches would be equivalent to the annual electricity consumption of Ireland. So if every Google search, if Google switches over to AI, which they're definitely doing because Google got caught with their pants down, they got caught slipping and lacking, they got caught looking like they weren't ready for the AI boom, they've just had a terrible time with it. Google's very good with AI, but they're not very good at showing you how good they are. So they came out with that thing, Bard, and Bard was kind of a bomb. It ended up looking silly. They put out a video, and it was exposed for being a fake video, or for the most part, at least doctored a little bit. And then they rebranded Bard, if I'm not mistaken, to Gemini. Well, Gemini, for whatever reason, had this issue with drawing white people. I don't know why. So you would ask it to draw Nazi Germany or soldiers in Germany in 1942, and they would draw like a Japanese woman, and there weren't any Japanese female soldiers in Germany in 1942. So that was kind of a strange thing. So Google's kind of been slipping a little bit here, but Google's trying to catch up, right? And maybe, and I believe that they can. Their stock is actually reflecting the fact that the world has confidence in their AI capabilities despite their mishaps. So they say here that if Google was to use AI in every search, it would consume more electricity than all of Ireland. In fact, let me ask y'all a quick question. How many of you use AI? Give me a yes or no if you use AI on any kind of regular basis. Let me know if you think AI might also affect your job, if you think AI is going to disrupt employment. If you don't, and I'm going to give you the answer to the second question. The second question is absolutely yes. AI is definitely going to change the way we work and the way we live. It's going to increase the productivity expectation. And so maybe if you have kids, maybe getting your kids into a space where they can learn about AI would prepare them for the future and definitely get them ahead of the people that want to live with their head in the sand. We have a whole lot more people that will follow the twerking contest between Megan Thee Stallion and some other female rapper, but they won't take the time to learn the skills that they need to actually be successful. Twerking is not a skill. You don't need AI to learn how to twerk. You can do that on your own. But anyway, let me just stop. Let me be silly. Or let me stop being silly. All right. So the third fact about AI electricity consumption, and by the way, if you stick to the end of the video, I'm going to give you an investment that I'm making right now that will help to benefit, that will help my family make money from this AI electricity boom. And I'm going to share that with you in hopes that you'll feel free to consider that. Again, this is not investing advice. You should always do your own research, but this is something that I'm doing for my family. Number three, growth in server demand. The number of AI servers shipped is expected to rise dramatically, with projections indicating that at least there will be a tenfold increase in energy consumption by these servers between 2023 and 2026. In 2023 alone, NVIDIA shipped 100,000 AI servers, which consume 7.3 terawatts per year. That's a lot of energy. Let's keep going. Operational energy intensity, high-performance AI models like those used for large-scale language processing or generative tasks consume substantial amounts of energy per operation. For example, a single use of ChatGPT uses significantly more electricity than a typical Google search, and widespread usage could lead to substantial increases in power demand. It is estimated that worldwide AI-related electricity consumption could increase by 85 to 134 terawatt hours annually by 2027 based on projections by AI server production. This level of consumption will be on par with the annual electricity needs of countries such as the Netherlands, Argentina, or Sweden. So this is why Microsoft is looking into owning a nuclear power plant by itself, which is the craziest thing. I never, ever thought Microsoft would be talking this way. But they're literally talking about nuclear power, because nuclear power is, even though it's dangerous, it's very scary. I mean, we have nuclear power plants in my home state of Illinois. It's very efficient. You can do a whole lot more with nuclear power than you can with coal and all this other stuff that we use. And so we're going to be headed in a direction of nuclear power usage all throughout the world. And so here are a couple of ticker symbols. Pull out your ink pens. I'm about to give you the profit alert. Pull out your pen. I'm going to give you a couple of ticker symbols that I'm going to invest in that will prepare us for what I see as a transition in the way energy is used in the age of AI. You ready? All right. So the first one is the Global X Uranium ETF. That ticker symbol is URA. URA, Uniform Rico Antoinette, URA. Somebody type URA in the chat. URA. This, again, not investment advice. This is just what I'm going to be invested in myself. URA. The second is the VanEck Uranium and Nuclear ETF. And that ticker symbol is NLR. NLR. So type NLR in the chat for me so other people can see it. Because even when I say NLR, 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 there's always somebody that comes along and says, what did he say? What was the ticker symbol again? What was it? Dr. Boyce, can you say it again? So please save me that stress because y'all got to pray for me. We got the stock options summit this weekend. I got to make sure my brain's on full alert. So NLR and URA, those are the two ticker symbols that you can look into that will position you to benefit from this what is just an obvious boom in terms of the use of power and energy consumption as it relates to AI. I think this is going to lead to some kind of a weird shortage. I feel like at some point we're just not going to have enough for everybody, and it's going to kind of become this interesting phenomenon. And I'm really curious to see how that plays out, okay? So anyway, do me a favor. Please hit the thumbs up button. Thumbs up, share, subscribe if you haven't done that yet. You're watching DrBoyceTV.com, the home for intelligent and serious Black people. So if you are Black and you are serious about your future and you want to be smarter, this is the place for you. If you want to be ignorant, then you should go somewhere else because ignorance is all over the place. We don't need more of that. And so also, I want to let you all know that I actually have a bundle with Dr. Claude Anderson. Dr. Claude Anderson wrote the book Powernomics. If you want to get copies of the book Powernomics, we actually have this cool Powernomics pack with Dr. Anderson and I, and you can get a copy at drboycebooks.com. Just go to drboycebooks.com, search for the word Powernomics, and you'll see all kinds of Powernomics options that are there. I just spoke to Dr. George C. Frazier, who is the networking king of America, and he's going to join us in the Black Business School. He's already agreed to this. I'm going to also speak at his Power Networking Conference, and these are the goats. These are the teachers. These are the men and the women that can teach us what we need to know as a community. And Dr. Frazier, one thing Dr. Frazier was talking to me about today, literally 10 minutes ago, is number one, we need to understand Powernomics principles or unity principles in order to be successful economically. And one other thing that he talked about is he said that there is an issue with Black economics in the sense that he said that the percentage of Black people that are married has dropped dramatically. It's dropping. It's going to keep dropping. And he said that it's very difficult to succeed financially when you don't have help. Basically, he said that if you looked at all the different ethnic groups in terms of income, Asians, whites, East Indians, et cetera, and went down the list, and Black people were at the bottom. African Americans were at the bottom in terms of income and also at the bottom in terms of marriage rate. Right. So he said those two are connected. And I agree with him 100%. So what we were discussing is that if people choose not to be married, there should be some sort of scenario where you get help with your economics. And what a lot of people are doing is they're cohabitating. They're just living together and figuring out together. And I'm not judging that. This is not an ethical or moral conversation or anything like that. I know marriage is hard. And if you do it, you better make sure you're ready. But really, the problem with just shacking up or having a situationship is that you don't have much legal backing when times get tough. So let me explain to you. I just went and sat down with lawyers for hours this week, making the estate plan for my parents. And my parents, by being married, have a lot of natural legal rights to each other that they would not have if my mom and my dad were just kicking it, just shacking up, you know, just hanging out and doing midnight booty calls. There's no legal rights attached to any of that, right? So if you have a situationship or if you have a great friendship where you want to help each other out or whatever, I would encourage you to explore legal options that allow you to have something on paper that's documented that's going to protect your financial rights and secure you in the event that things change, because people get mad and then they say, I'm out of here, I'm gone, I'm going to leave. Well, if you have paperwork, then you are better able to make sure that they can't just leave you just assed out, right? I saw this one pretty young girl who was on Instagram. She was dating that big fat rapper, Rick Ross. I don't know if he's fat no more or not. I have no idea, but she was dating this guy and she was really backing him. And you know how women do when they in love, you know, ride or die, defending him to the nth degree, even though that poor girl's about 27 years old. Rick was probably rapping before she was born. But anyway, she was defending him like she just loved this man. And then everybody, she was fighting the whole internet on his behalf. And then one day, apparently something happened. I think he just dumped her. And this poor girl now was sitting there and just crying and broken down and devastated. And I don't blame her. But my thought, honestly, is that I'm not mad at you for defending your man. I'm not mad at you for loving him. What I'm concerned about is, did you have anything that was securing your rights in that relationship? Are you fighting to defend something where you really have no rights? Are you like a gangbanger? She was out here, she was gangbanging with the whole internet. Are you like the gangbangers who will bang and fight and die over a block that they don't even own? How are you going to die for an apartment and you paying rent on the apartment? You dying for your landlord. That don't make no sense. If you're going to die for a block, at least make sure that you own the block. Like, I could get that. People, all throughout history, human beings have fought and died for land that they own. But no point in human history has anybody ever been, you know, silly enough to logically think that it makes sense to fight and die for something that does not belong to you. People have done it, but that's not financially conscious, right? That's not a financially conscious decision. I'm not saying that people haven't done it. People have done it a long time. You've always had soldiers for hire and stuff like that. But what I'm saying is that that ain't logical, okay? And actually, that's what we do every morning in financial consciousness training, is I have conversations with you about topics like this to hopefully elevate your ability to see the economics and to make the decisions that are really going to work for you. And that requires a lot of conscientious questioning of the culture. And so if you want to join us for financial consciousness training, you can join the live sessions for free. We do this every single morning, 7 days a week in the Black Business School at 10 a.m. Eastern. All you got to do is text the word morning to 87948. I'll send you an invitation. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to skip Saturday because we got the Stock Options Summit happening here in Los Angeles. I wish I could invite you, but it's completely, completely sold out. Thank you all for supporting. It's sold out online. There's no more tickets online. There's no more tickets at the door. There's no tickets. There's no VIP tickets. There's no general access tickets. So I apologize for that. We sold out. Next year when we plan it, we're going to create a little more capacity for those that want to come out. If you want to learn stock options from us, we do stock options regularly. Our students, their incomes are going up. This is not hocus pocus. I have a PhD in finance, so I can't just go around pretending like something works. I have to have evidence. So if you'd like to take a look at our stock options income program, where students actually are increasing their income, just go to drboyceprime.com. If you are a Prime member, say something in the chat so the people will know that it's the real deal and it's not like these crazy, silly programs that people have online where somebody learned to invest last Tuesday and now they're teaching people how to invest on the internet. I've been doing this for 30 years. I know what I'm talking about. So feel free to go to drboyceprime.com if you'd like to take a look. And that's pretty much it. That's my talk. Now, another reason why you want to come to the Money in the Morning also is that I'm compiling another gift for you with a list of stocks from India that I'm going to curate. I'm going to find a list of companies I'm going to invest in India. The reason I'm going to invest in India is because India is the next great economic boom. India is a continent that everybody, or India, don't make me, please don't make me embarrass myself. Is India a continent or a country? Is it? I mean, I think it's a country, but I feel like it's a continent. I mean, it's, man, I feel so bad. I feel so, see, don't clown me. God ain't through with me yet. See, this is me telling you I don't know everything. India is not a continent. It is a subcontinent or a country. Okay. I knew it was a country, but I was like, it's so big. It's the seventh largest country in the world. So that's why I just, you know, don't tell nobody that I messed that up. Don't, please, let's just keep that between us, okay? All right, thank you, Storm. You're right. It was a country. That was my. I should have went with my instinct, but instead I was like, gosh, it's so big. It's probably, it's like it's a continent, but it's not a continent. Stop it, boys. Come on. Now y'all know that I made F's in geography class. That's my confession for today. All right, so anyway, let's keep going now. So ultimately, I'm going to put together a list of stocks from India that will allow you to invest in that country. in a way that will allow you to long-term benefit and before everyone else figures out that everybody's rushing to India right now. Jeff Bezos, all these other people are trying to get into India because India has one interesting stat that really got my attention. Did you know that only half of all the people in India are even on the internet? How crazy is that? Only half of the people in India are on the internet. That's insane. So as they get on online and they find out about all the great things that you've known about for the last 10 years, imagine what's going to happen in that country. I mean, it's going to be absolutely ridiculous. So I'll curate that list. If you'd like to get that list, just join us for Money in the Morning. Text the word morning to 87948. And I will send that list out to the students. Just text the word morning to 87948. And then, of course, last but not least, you guys know the All Black National Convention is just a few weeks away or a few months away now. Sorry. And it's our annual gathering where we get all the intelligent Black people together and we solve our own problems. And basically, the number one goal is to make sure Black people are healthier, wealthier, and have better relationships with each other. That's why we gather our experts, our people. We have enough experts in our community that we don't need nobody else. We have enough smart people in our community that we can solve those problems. We have people in our community that are invested in those problems. And so people that are problem solvers come to this convention. So if you are in that category and you want to be around other people that are sick of the nonsense, sick of the misinformation, sick of being misguided, sick of watching our people fall apart, sick of us embarrassing ourselves, sick of us struggling, sick of us showing up a day late and a dollar short, sick of us being the dumbest people in the room, sick of us just always lacking and lagging and begging and weak and falling apart and struggling and everything else, then come to the All Black National Convention. That is a semblance of, it's a bastion of Black power, and we bring together the best experts on the planet, medical doctors, psychologists, therapists, attorneys, all kinds of people, and also just good folks that believe in family and love and all the things that are healthy. So if you'd like to learn more, visit allblacknationalconvention.com. The convention will be in Chicago, Illinois, right outside of Chicago in a town called Lombard. And we're going to be at the Westin Hotel. This will be, I think this is our ninth year. And we've been doing this for a while, and we've been funding this damn thing ourselves. And every single year is totally packed because we are leading the revolution for our people. We ain't got time for the nonsense. We're not out here trying to blend in with the stupid, goofy parts of hip hop culture. We love hip hop, but we're not trying to be rappers, and we're not trying to be the next Diddy. We're not trying to be the next Rick Ross. We're trying to be successful Black people who love our families and succeed and make money, build businesses, and do what our grandparents, the job our grandparents started. They got interrupted by this nonsense called integration. Not that integration's bad. I'm not saying integration's always terrible, but integration disrupted us on our pathway to our greatness. Greatness in the Black community was supposed to be Black people educating Black people. Greatness was supposed to be Black people owning land. Greatness was supposed to be Black people owning millions of businesses. Greatness was supposed to be Black families prospering and thriving. But instead, we got distracted. We got knocked off the path. And so that's why we have the All Black National Convention every year. But it's also why we do financial consciousness training every morning, because I have one job as a PhD. I have one job as a finance professor, and that job is to make us alert and aware and to see the economics, to see where the money was, to see where the money went, to see where the money's going, to see how we can get that money, and to see how that money gives us access to the things that are more important than money. Money is important, but money is nothing but a tool. Money is a vehicle. Money is a key. Money opens the door for other things in your life that matter far more than money. Money helps you have those better relationships. Money helps you get access to the freedom that was falsely promised to you. Money helps you get access to the things that are going to help you have your mental and physical health back. Money gives you access to a culture where there's love and prosperity instead of debauchery, ignorance, and self-destruction. So that's what we're doing. We're getting it done. We are not playing, and we're not going to stop until we complete the job. So if you'd like to join us at the convention, please visit allblacknationalconvention.com. It's going to be October 25th through the 27th. And until then, we are meeting every single morning for financial consciousness training. If you'd like to join us, all you got to do is text the word morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, to 87948. I'll send you an invitation. We're going to do this every day, every morning, because we're rebuilding the culture. We're getting it done. And we ain't got no time for ignorance, nonsense, and immaturity. We're moving forward. So thank you all for listening. I appreciate you very, very much. Those of you that are coming to the Stock Options Summit this weekend, I look forward to seeing you. Those of you that that can't come to the stock option summit, because again, I apologize, it's completely sold out. So don't come to the door because there won't be any passes. But if you'd like to learn stock options, you can go to drboyceprime.com. We've got a great program there that's focused solely on increasing income. It does work. So feel free to go take a look and bring your family too. All right, guys, have a wonderful day. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to me. And I appreciate you 100%. And again, those ticker symbols, just to give them to you one more time, it's the Global X Uranium ETF, URA. And the Van Eck Uranium Nuclear ETF, which is NLR. NLR and URA, those are the two I'm going to invest in. Not investing advice, but that's where I'm putting my money. All right, so hit that thumbs up button. Also, make sure you subscribe to the channel. That way I can notify you when we come back and do this again. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Bless you. Peace.